Is nu 400 year exact for the death of King Jemmy the Sixth on 27th March 1625. Elaine of the King's cry Jeems, he has aye been kent by the familiar Jemmy. Aiblins foremost in the minds of folk is the fact that Jemmy was the first to ring over the hail of their isles, with nae other king or queen contrair. Jemmy ettled at the political union of England and Scotland, and took on the title Magnae Britanniae Rex, or King of the Hale Isle of Britain. But his English Parliament was agin the union, and the project came to naething. So England and Scotland held gone as freestone and kinricks for another 100 year. But them that has read ony of the works of King Jemmy will ken that he was a skilly scriver, versant in Scots, Greek, Latin and other leads, and aye and hons with letter projects. He was a maker in his ain recht, setting out the rules of verse in Scots, and at the Scots court broke together the best poets of the day for to make his ain kintra namely. His better kent works, sic as Basilic and Doron, or Kingly Gift, was coughed by folk down in England that wanted to better ken the chiel that was the heir to England's throne. For this reason, ilka new outgie of his work was read up and Englified for the Southron reader, and to this day it's a sin that the original scrivens in Scots isna weel kent. There are mony, mony letters in Scots, often written in the king's ain hon, or set out by his secretaries, that we can read yet in sindry print works, thanks maistly to the darg of 19th century clubs, sic as the Abbotsford, Bannatyne or Maitland clubs, or by gate of the Historical Manuscripts Commission. A body can survey their text in Scots online through archive.org or the Hathi Trust, for the originals has been upladen as digital sources with free ingate for Obdi. Or, a body might like to tack a swatch of the play Jemmy the Sixth, written in Scots by Robert McClellan in 1937.